Well, that segment went off the rails. I'm sorry. Talking about Burger King tacos and everything went to fell apart. I've been alerted that apparently Burger King still has Cinni Minis. I mean, come on. Don't tease me like that.
So, for my Google search history, around November of last year, 2018, they came back.
A limited time, though?
So, it might have been a limited time. You know what, Nick? I'm dedicated to the show. At some point today,
call Burger King, call Mr. Burger King and ask him.
At some point today, I'm gonna check out a local
check out
Burger King for
and
you
and see how it goes.
Yeah,
because
I'm not gonna get you a taco,
man.
Not yet.
No, Cinni Minis though. Oh my god. Sometimes, every once in a while, you got a bad batch of Cinni Minis though. They were burnt. You know what I mean? Like it was always, but it was a risk you had to deal with. You were willing to roll the dice. But if you got some ones that were hot and fluffy, golly. I mean, seriously, I got to stop, or I'm like the juicy mouthed, as Jamie Foxx would say. I'm going to be juicy mouthed.
By the way, just real quick before you get into a take, I got to apologize to David. He said he just spit his pop all over his keyboard at work. So apologize to your keyboard, man.
Sorry. I apologize for your computer. Damn, if they got Cinni Minis, I might have to do that tomorrow. For real. I just assumed that there were no more. Oh, God, those are good, aren't they? They're pretty good. Speaking of things that are pretty good, how about this segue? I think this new NBA rule is pretty good. I don't know. Do you see the new rule that came out yesterday?
The challenge one?
Yeah. So, for those who don't know, first of all, I didn't even know. Did you know this was even like on the table?
I heard it was on the table around the time the season ended,
okay,
right before the playoffs. But I didn't think it would be a full press go.
So pretty much, there's going to be a coach's challenge in the NBA that will be implemented for next season. So I'm just going to read from the story because it's just easier because they word it perfectly here. Teams can use one challenge per game regardless of whether it's successful, and it can be utilized to question a call in a variety of scenarios, including a personal foul, an out-of-bounds call, goaltending, or basket interference. The challenge can be used at any point during the game. However, in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter in overtime, any out-of-bounds, goaltending, or basket interference call will be automatically triggered for review and are not challengeable. So remember now, final 2 minutes, they check that stuff anyways. To challenge a play, a team must have a timeout and call one after the play. And then its coach must twirl his finger, you know, the whole like review, twirl its finger toward the referee to signal for the challenge. If a team doesn't have a timeout and attempts to challenge a play, it will be charged a technical foul and no challenge will occur. There must be clear and conclusive visual evidence to overturn a call. So there you go. Now, as we've seen over the years, whether it's the NFC Championship game or the NCAA tournament, replay and the implementation of it is always a fairly divisive topic to dive into. Some people hate it. Some people like it. I'm one of those guys that thinks, listen, if you can get it right, let's get it right. You know, if we have the technology to figure out this person was out of bounds, this ball was here, let's get it right. But there's a line with all that. And there are a couple things that you have to you have to think about during the implementation of this. Number one, I've always said the flow of the game has to be top of mind. I'm not a fan of how long certain replays take and they just flow of the game. And then for me, and as we've had numerous conversations about replay as it pertains to the NFL and their new rule, I think when you open the door to reviewing subjective judgment calls, that's a tough door to open. That's why I'm a little nervous about this whole pass interference is reviewable. Now, I've always felt like The black and white stuff, yeah. Who did the ball touch last? Pretty black and white. Review it. Is inbounds or out of bounds? Pretty black and white. Review it. Did the ball touch the rim or not? Pretty black and white. Was the foot on the line on a three-point attempt? Pretty black and white. Things like that, I'm okay reviewing. I'm okay reviewing that. Now, let's move when we're reviewing it. Let's go. And it sounds like that will now be opened up during the game beyond the final 2 minutes where it can be reviewed regardless of a challenge or not in the final 2 minutes. What concerns me is reviewing fouls. That concerns me. Because, again, that is oftentimes a judgment call. That's oftentimes a judgment call. Now, where reviewing fouls is good and where it gets interesting is what has been on the rise the last handful of years? Flopping and acting, right? That's where this gets interesting, because there are times where a guy like James Harden, for example, will snap his head back or hold his face, like, and he didn't even get touched. You'll look back at the replay, and it's like, guy will act like he got shot in the face, and he didn't get touched. So those are situations where it could be good to go get it right in a review. But again, think about it now. You got to blow a timeout, right? So like a coach or a team, they have to blow a timeout and then review it. So you got to make these calls pretty fast. And what makes it tough for coaches, and what I like about it is if I understand the rule correctly, you only get one challenge per game.
No matter what. If you get it right, you get one.
It's not like if you get it right, you then keep... No, you get one challenge per game. So you got to be smart with when you're challenged, using that challenge, and you got to be smart because, again, you lose a timeout.
So do you lose a timeout no matter what?
That's the way I understand it.
Because you have to take it.
You have to take a timeout to review it. So you have to burn a timeout and burn your only challenge. So I think how coaches go about using that is going to be interesting. I think big calls that get a guy in foul trouble could be, better look at that. Big calls that can swing a game. You got to be smart with it. And again, I know I keep saying it. The other thing is a whistle has to blow. Like for there to be, you can't, for example, Harden can't drive to the basket, miss a layup through contact, no call. D'Antoni can't run out on the floor and be like, no, let's review. That should have been a foul. You can't do that. Like there has to be a whistle blown. There has to be a stoppage. No whistle, no challenge. No timeout, no challenge. I think I like it. I think it's one of those things that sounds like it's going to happen. You're like, oh, now we're going to be challenged and everything. No, I mean, first of all, you get one a game, and you got to be careful about how much you want it, where you want to use it, when you want to use it. I think the for the most part, I'm good with this new rule. I like that it's challenge-based. I like that you get one challenge per game. I like that a whistle has to have blown, and you got to have a timeout. But I was thinking about it this morning. You know what's going to be really funny? You know what is going to be really, really funny? Are the times where players like Draymond Green are losing their mind yelling at a ref, screaming, I didn't touch him! I didn't touch him! And you ever watch that? And then you watch the replay and he like hammered the guy?
Clear as day.
Like WWF clothesline a guy. And then they have the audacity to be like, oh, they do the whole like hands in front of the mouth. Like, I didn't touch him. Are you serious? Then you see the replay and it's like a Karate Kid Danielson karate chop. So what will be funny is there's going to be a moment next year. Draymond, for example, Draymond Green's doing his little I didn't touch him act. And Kerr might be like, you want me to challenge it? And Draymond might have to be like, nah. We don't. Hey, Steve, no. I'm just trying to. you know, play the game here a little bit with the officials. I actually hammered them. Because think, if you're a coach and it's a big moment and someone's doing the whole I didn't touch them thing, you're going to be like, oh, okay, let's review it. Like, no. That'll be funny where it's like you'll be able to know if someone's just flat out just lying, you know? Because imagine foul call, timeout, someone's crying, they didn't touch him. The ref's like, you want me to review it? You know whether you fouled a guy or not. You'd be like, nah, I'm lying. But I think I'm good with it. Right? I think I'm good with it.
I think I'm good with it too. I just wish the Pacers would have had this when they when Bron goaltended Victor Oladipo's layup.
Forgot about that. That was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it though. I'm with you.
Sure. Clearly, you've gotten over it.
Yep.
Clearly, you've gotten over it.
Yep.
Man, I didn't even know that was on like the. On the consideration.
I thought they were going to try it out in summer league.
They've been trying it out in the G League. I read about that.
The G League?
Apparently for 2 years they've been doing this in the G League.
Really?
Apparently.
Huh.
So.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either. I mean, it's not like everybody's tuning into the G League all the time.
Right. Very true.
By the way, side note, you know Alex Caruso, the white boy for the Lakers? Yeah. Is there a less NBA looking player you've ever seen in your life?
For real though.
Although he's in shape, like you go play a pickup game at the park, he's not the first guy you're choosing. You're like,
No. If they make a white kid can't jump again.
Alex Caruso's your guy. Alex Caruso needs to, as a man that is losing his hair, Alex, you probably just need to like just shave that thing, right? Doesn't he need to just shave it? He needs to give up. Throw in the towel. If you're bored, Google Alex Caruso,
man. And
you will see a man that does not look like.
Yeah, you know what?
Alex Caruso looks like, you ever walk out of a bar and there's always a guy smoking a cigarette, like leaning against the bar, like he went outside to smoke? That's what Alex Caruso looks like. He looks like every guy I've ever seen when I walk out of a bar and he's smoking a cig leaning against the bar.
Maybe him being around Bron for another year might get him some swag. Not some hair tips. Don't take some hair tips from Bron.
You know what? He's kind of got bounced too, though. I saw a little highlight package of him. He was like catching pot. He was tip dunking people and stuff like that. But yeah, Alex Caruso, the all doesn't look like an NBA player team. He doesn't look like a. You know, he says I play in the NBA to some people, and they're like, "Yeah, right."
LOL.
So, what do you do for a living? I'm in the NBA. Who do you play for? The Lakers. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
And you got LeBron's number.
I'm sure you know LeBron. Like, I do. Like, yeah, I'm sure. All right. 402-951-1620. Game time.